You'll have to wait another 3 months to find out the Texans' schedule for 2015, but we do know the opponents that the Texans will play. I'm Mark Vandermeer. Welcome back to Texans 360. And joining me now in the NRG Stadium fan cave is DP Sidhu from HoustonTexans.com, Texans TV, Texans Radio. I didn't miss anything, did I?
I think that pretty much covers it.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Well, this is where we do Texans late night during the regular season, but here we are talking about the schedule. And it's good.
Like what you've done with the play.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's kind of stripped down a little bit. But, all right, let's talk about some of these teams here because the Texans will play the AFC East. You bounce around AFC every 3 years, the other divisions. And the East is always interesting because, well, you might have a road game at Miami, and it looks like that's going to be the case this year.
You know, the fans love going out for these road games. I think the Miami game is going to be pretty popular. We don't even know what the time slot's going to be. Miami on the road, 7-0 all time. The Texans have done really well there, so a great road trip for the fans if they want to go. At home, New England, Bill O'Brien meets Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Does Ryan Mallett face Tom Brady? There'll be a lot of matchups. Mike Vrabel facing his former team, Romeo Crennel, a lot of former Patriots on the staff.
Yeah, and then
New
you
England.
Got Buffalo with Rex Ryan taking over there. It's just kind of bizarre in the AFC East to have that dynamic. But the Texans will go up there. You mentioned Miami on the road. This could be a bad weather game in Buffalo.
Yeah, it's always exciting to know which games might be possible snow games. That's always the big storyline when the schedule comes out. So we'll be curious to see where Buffalo fits in on the schedule.
All right, every 4 years you bounce around NFC divisions. Now it's the NFC South. They're back.
Yeah, and a lot of people think NFC South, this is a division that didn't finish over 500 this year. But next year, you know, these divisions definitely bounce back, especially Atlanta with the new head coach, Carolina. Remember Carolina in 2011 when they came here, the fumble rooski, and we won't remind you. I'm sure you remember.
I call it the annexation of Puerto Rico.
And New Orleans, the Saints they've only played twice at NRG, so they'll return. And you know, I always wonder what it's going to be like now for Saints fans. There used to be so many that would come out.
Yeah.
Is it going to be different now? Because it seems like Texans fans have just owned the home games.
Yeah, I think somehow the Saints show up to a degree at the very least. So we'll see about that. Now,
in Tampa Bay, we can't forget number one pick overall. Are we going to see Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota?
That could be really interesting here at NRG Stadium. Now, other AFC opponents that the Texans will play include the Chiefs.
The Chiefs will be at home and then Cincinnati on the road. So these are fringe teams that didn't make the playoffs. Texans are playing four playoff teams in 2015. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati made it, but Kansas City on the
road. It didn't seem like it, though.
At the end there was a list of teams that could have fit in for that wild card spot.
Yeah, 9-7 squad. All right, and of course, the division as the Texans take on the AFC South, of course, and you have home and away with the other three teams. And this is a division that did produce the Colts, and obviously the Colts doing well in the championship game this weekend. But you know, I always think Jacksonville's interesting, and Drew Doherty and John Harris will cover Jacksonville's coaching staff coaching in the Senior Bowl next week, along with Tennessee's coaching staff. But Jacksonville, you got Blake Bortles in year two, and that's an up-and-coming squad.
Absolutely. Gus Bradley's done a tremendous job with that defense. And they picked up, you mentioned the Senior Bowl, they picked up about four players from the Senior Bowl last year and added them to their roster. And as far as Tennessee, they've got the number two pick in the draft. So could we see a different quarterback there? Who knows who they take with that number two overall pick?
All right, and you saw some of the shots there of Lucas Oil Stadium. I think the big question is this the year? We ask this every season of Texans history.
I know what you're going with this.
Is this the year the Texans finally beat the Colts in Indy?
You know, Drew had a very interesting question on Dear Drew, and it was, what play would you go back and change in 2014 if you could change one? And I was thinking about it afterwards, and I thought the one that I would change would be Ryan Fitzpatrick getting hurt in that game against Indianapolis. If he scrambles and doesn't get hurt, who knows where the rest of the game goes?
You know, that's a great point. And I think that he brought up the third and short against Dallas, and that's right where I went with that question, if you could change any play from 2014. But that's a great point, DP, because if Fitzpatrick doesn't get hurt, maybe you win that game, you come home and you do well against maybe you're in the postseason with a 10-victory season, but we'll never know.
We'll never know.
Yeah, we can debate that all day long. All right, thank you very much. And
Thanks, Mark. What
are you working on Houston, Texas?
Ooh, interesting stuff, some doppelgangers. It's the offseason, so we have a little fun while we're here.
Check it out on HoustonTexans.com. All right, thank you very much,
DP. Thanks, Mark.
Now, coming up on the program, more fun stuff with the Texans cheerleaders and Dear Drew, another installment of that What Is He Up To This Week. It's all happening on Texans 360.